And we head now to Montpelier, where Vermont House lawmakers have spent the first 2.5 months of the legislative session working on a $14 million water quality bill. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they still have not figured out a way to pay for it.
About 100 water quality advocates from across Vermont descended on the Statehouse Tuesday. Their message was simple. Find the revenues needed to pay for legislation that advocates say is needed to reduce the flow of pollution into Lake Champlain and other bodies of water. 11-year-old Annika Eastman, a member of Trout Unlimited since she was 4, tried to lend some urgency to the cause.
Please help pass this bill and fully fund it, not only for the fish, but for me and my generation, so that we can have clean water in Vermont. Thank you.
Calais Representative Janet Ansel says there isn't a legislator in the building who doesn't agree with the intent of the legislation.
But the difficulty has always been how to raise the money to get money on the ground to do the kinds of things that we know we need to do.
As the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Ways and Means, Ansel is now working to solve the revenue dilemma. Other House committees have considered and rejected a dozen proposed funding mechanisms. Governor Peter Shumlin favors an annual fee on commercial and industrial operations combined with a tax on agriculture fertilizer. The House Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources preferred an increase in taxes on rooms, meals, and liquor. And the House Committee on Agriculture scrubbed the bill of any revenue sources whatsoever, leaving it up to Ansel's committee to find the money. In a short speech to a room full of water quality advocates, Shumlin told them to turn up the pressure on lawmakers to find the money.
Because if we leave here with a toothless bill, we'll be right back where we were. More blue-green algae. More water that stinks so bad you don't want to be next to it in the water in the summertime.
The Shumlin administration has proposed a revised plan that uses a per-parcel fee on commercial and industrial operations, not only in the Lake Champlain watershed, but on every parcel in the state. The proposal, which would assess a maximum fee of $800, would affect about 20,000 parcels, and it would raise about $6 million for the bill. Westminster Representative David Dean, whose committee previously rejected that per-parcel fee in favor of an increase in the rooms and meals tax, says he's amenable to the new plan. The bill would target pollution caused by roads, industrial development, and farms. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.